Friends, we have seen the Indian regulations for the crowdfunding. We have seen the global regulation for the crowdfunding and various other aspects of the crowdfunding. Now, considering all these regulations, certain development took place in India, particularly from the regulatory point of view. So these developments which are happened in India in respect of the crowdfunding is covered under this chapter, considering the crowd power, the crowdfunding technique, the crowdfunding in India, particularly in regulatory perspective, and the possible types of crowdfunding in India. Also, the crowdfunding platforms, why India will succeed in the crowdfunding, that is our own judgment, the benefits of the crowdfunding, and reason for being optimistic that Indian development will be crowdfunding, development will be better in India, and the crowdfunding promotions. Currently, as you know, most of the crowdfunding platforms neither operate with the proper authorization by the government under any law. Department of Economic Affairs under Ministry of Commerce is considering a flexible regulatory regime to recognize the crowdfunding platform as a better marketplace for the small issuers. Ministry has also proposed an option of a separate regulator other than SEBI and the Reserve Bank of India for governing these entities. Now, these are the preliminary discussions. According to this department, fundraising activity need not be restricted only to the securities point of view. And according to the Securities Contract Act, there could be the form of loans, grants, and simple contractual payments. It also suggested having new mechanism separate from the stock exchange system, which would be considered as a public offer and as understood in the Companies Act, but give a greater flexibility to the fundraising options. It is understood that this concept had been discussed extensively with the regulators, including SEBI. However, SEBI expressed its reservation about the regulation of crowdfunding, citing the jurisdiction issues, and said a person privy to the development. Though in 2014, it had floated a discussion paper and proposed a framework to enable the domestic startup and the small and medium entrepreneurs to raise the capital from the multiple investors through the crowdfunding. It has defined the crowdfunding as solicitation of the funds, that is small amount, from multiple investors through a web-based platform or a social networking site for its specific project, business venture, or social cause. However, it has scrapped the idea, citing the ambiguity and lack of clarity in cross-border investment. Now let us understand. Now this is kept as it is. Nothing was moved thereafter. But there are certain factors which need to be taken into consideration for the discussion. Is the crowd power in India? What is the crowd power in India? There is a crowd to support the idea of the fundraising, helping entrepreneurs, and helping to social cause finance or non-financial way. What is required that the Indian public to startups with someone creating the platform to attract the crowd? In true sense, the crowdfunding was started in India 5-6 years back only. It is not too old. Therefore, the crowdfunding platform was initially launched by some people, organization, with the aim to support the creative project and would also help to entrepreneurs in engaging with the communities to raise the funds and resources. One of such organizations is Catapult. Catapult, who has leveraged the power of crowd and crowdfunding in India into unique projects categories, which includes the politics, sports, startups, and other creative campaigns. This crowdfunding power was recognized by the Catapult. Now, on the similar line, whether any other platforms has come up or not, but it requires a lot of information technology intervention. Therefore, the crowdfunding technique also we need to understand. The technique is typically is that the young entrepreneur or entity, small group of people who raises the funds from the market for their ventures using the different online platforms. These online platforms involve the individuals as well as organizations. And these crowdfunding platforms are also seen to have used for launching the product and services that commits the financial return to the investors or contributors. As per the basic information by the SEBI, all non-resident Indians, that is NRIs, would be able to invest in the crowdfunding in India along with their KYC, that is Know Your Customer form. SEBI has outlined the complete guidelines for the NRI to invest in the domestic market. Even RBI also came with the guidelines for the KYC requirement of the SEBI for the foreign portfolio investment, that is FPI. Here, the SEBI believes that the start of the crowdfunding in India is full-fledged. Institutional bidders and the private equity firms will gain the better opportunity for investment, which would further be nurtured the idea for the entrepreneurs to otherwise creative project. Indian crowd creator investors taking the shelter of the guidelines of the international organizations and the security commission, that is IOSCO. Basic guidelines, and sourced the funds, created the entrepreneur by creating the platform for fundraising of the social causes and for the various activities by seeking the crowd participation. Having done so, what is the crowdfunding in India? Everybody is now aware that a crowdfunding is one of the processes to raise the funds and it works to start online. What is required to do is to convince the people about the business idea. If they believe in it, they grant you the funds. Many industries in the country can benefit from advent of the crowdfunding. Be it a creative product, new innovation, invention crowdfunding, that will make it easier for the entrepreneur to raise the funds. Very recently, Mahindra Group has recently launched a platform called Spark the Rise. Let us people talk about their ideas and request the funding for the startup. The concept is already very popular in the US through the portals like Kickstarters, Indiegogo, but it is only just picking up in India. Crowdfunding regulations. Coming down to the regulation point of view, the regulation of the crowdfunding enables the eligible companies to offer and sell the securities through the crowdfunding, and the rules are, number one, it requires all the transaction under the regulation of crowdfunding to take place online through the SEC registered, security registered intermediary, either broker, dealer, or fund portal. Second, permit the company to raise the maximum aggregate amount of $1,070,000 through the crowdfunding offering in 12 months period. Limit the amount individual investor can be invest across all the crowdfunding offering in a 12 months period, and it requires disclosure of the information in filing with the commission and investors and intermediary facilitating offering. The security purchase in a crowdfunding transaction generally cannot be resold for 1 year, and the regulation of the crowdfunding offering are subject to bad actor, that is disqualification provision. They take SEBI guidelines on the crowdfunding area. This is number one, only accredited investor may invest. QIB, that is qualified institutional buyer, to hold only 5% of the issued securities and at least 5% of the issued securities. Retail investors' contribution should be minimum Indian rupees 20,000 and maximum rupees 60,000. And maximum number of retail investors should be 200, and startup which are less than the 2 years old only they are eligible to participate. The disclosure details on the proposed business plan, intended to fund uses, audited financial statement, management details, etc. are required to be disclosed. Therefore, registered crowdfunding platforms to conduct a regulatory check and basic due diligence of the startups and the investors. And constitution of the screening committee is also suggested. Screening committee by each platform should be available, which comprises of 10 persons with experience in capital market, mentoring, startup, etc. Having done so, what could be the development for possible type of crowdfunding in India? For starters, let us look at the types of the crowdfunding platforms, crowdfunding possibles. Donation and reward based. It enables the entrepreneur to raise the funds as a means of the donation. However, it takes a very powerful idea to convince the people for donations. Many websites like Kito are indulged in this type of crowdfunding. Second one is a lending based. It involves taking the loan from the people, repayable once the business gets established, and microfinance website Milav is one of such platform. Equity based. This type of crowdfunding where donor are provided a share in the company. But unfortunately, it is not legal in India yet. The digital era suggests that to put this idea into place, there should be a proper crowdfunding platforms in India. In this, the crowdfunding platforms who are intermediary for raising the funds for the business idea, non-profit causes, or personal online crowdfunding platforms. And to help and get started for the better understanding, it is researched and reviewed the top crowdfunding platforms. For the purpose of our study, we have selected the top six best of their ease for the use. History of generating the fundraising success for their customers, pricing options, social media, integration, and more. Whether it is entrepreneur, an artist, or climate change advocates, These platforms will help them to get the funds they needed for their project idea and causes. As I said, this, for our study purpose, we have identified six best crowdfunding platforms in 2023, this year. So, which one is the currently best overall performance crowdfunding platform? Is Indiegogo. Then for the best startup, that is Seed Invest Technology. And the best non-profits, it is Mighty Cause. Best investing crowdfunding platform is a Start Engine. And best individual crowdfunding platform, GoFundMe. And best creative professional platform is Patreon. These are the names of the best crowdfunding platforms which we identified for our study purpose in 2023. Let us see one by one. Best overall, Indiegogo. What is this? Indiegogo is a clear choice for the best overall for the track record of the success in helping to fund more than 800,000 ideas all over the world since 2008. The strength, that is PROS, is a great for entrepreneurs and investors and worldwide operations. And CONS, that is negativity, it charges 5% platform fee plus third-party payment processing fee. With Indiegogo, which is available in 235 countries and the territories, you can create the crowdfunding campaign for any idea or product that you want to launch. To get started collecting the funds using the site, you can set a campaign for up to 60 days with a fee, 5% platform fee plus 2.9% and 0.30% is a third-party processing fee. You can also invest in one of the many thousands of ideas and the product and becomes backers. The overall success that so many fundraising projects have been with this simple platform makes it best overall pick. Second one, best startup is Seed Invest Technology. The Seed Invest Technology is looking for the funds for the startups who are looking for the funds to get off on the ground. Seed Invest Technology has attracted more than 700,000 investors and helped about 250 startups to raise more than 465 million in financial backing, making it our choice as the best startup. It has similar pros and cons. Then, best non-profit, Mighty Cause. Best non-profit crowdfunding platform, Mighty Cause. It is the best for non-profit because it offers non-profit one of the lowest cost platform for raising the money while also offering the select tools for the free. Its plus point is it's a compatible with the customer relationship management system, CRM. Then social media integration is available and option to set up the year-round fundraising, special events, giving days, and crowdfunding campaigns. Cons are the features like CRM integration are the part of the platform's paid plan. So Mighty Cause was founded in 2006 as a fundraising platform to help non-profit and individuals raise the money online for their causes. Then best investing Start Engine. For the purpose of investment, the Start Engine is a good platform, it was suggested. This standout option for those looking to invest some money because the platform allows everyday people like you to put your money directly into the companies and startup you admire and get the equity in return. Its plus point is $500 million they have so far raised. Okay, and cons is relatively, it is new company and funded in 2014. Then Start Engine is a platform that enables the people to become an investors in early stage of the startup. This lays a person-friendly investment approach, and that is why it is our pick to best crowdfunding platform for the investors. You can get started investing in your of the companies listed in your website from biotech, pioneer, or travel or tourism startups. And so many other avenues are provided here. You may go through that, no issues. Now, another one is a best individual for the investment, that is GoFundMe. This is a platform that helps the individuals to raise the funds for everything from personal health care expenses to keeping a local business live. GoFundMe is a clear pick for the personal fundraising needs, and its track record of the successful, including the bringing in more than 17 billion in funds from over 200 million donors. The plus point of this crowdfunding platform is it has a 0% platform fee. No fee they are charging. Flexibility to raise the money for yourself, your friend, and the charity. And 24/7 expert support is available from this GoFundMe. Cons, that credit and debit cards transaction fees that they are charging. GoFundMe was launched in 2010 and has become one of the largest fundraising platforms online, having raised more than 17 billion from over 200 million donors. And it is success and simplicity helps to make the best platform for the individuals. Then other issues need not be discussed, that how they have managed their campaign, that is discussed here. Then best for the creative professional, that is Patreon. The creative professional platform for the crowdfunding is nothing but it is easy to use fundraising and subscription option for the artists and other creative looking for patrons. The Patreon platform is trusted by 2 lakh creators. This includes the podcasters, musicians, artists, and also writers. The plus point of this Patreon is you can create a monthly subscription. Software integration are available with Vimeo, MailChimp, and also more. And minus point is the fee starts at 5%. And go up to 12%, depending upon the plan level you choose. This Patreon was founded in 2013 by YouTube musician Jack Canty and the Sam Yam. And to date, the platform has attracted more than 250,000 creators and helped these professionals bringing $3.5 billion in funds, making it clear winner of the best for the creative professionals. Having these platforms for the different purpose made available or already established in India, why India will succeed in crowdfunding, that is the question. Whenever other negatives are there, we have to consider that why India will succeed in crowdfunding. Pulling in the money with the contribution from ordinary people for the mission is not new to India. Looking back at the country's history, regular contribution to the political, social, religious causes have been there forever. And Indian business like a multi-million dollar Reliance empire have been built with the modest contribution from the small-time investors. Today, with India having given a decisive mandate to its new leadership, the country is poised not just to bring the economy back on the track, but also explore the new ways to solve some of its challenges. It is here where the creative concept like crowdfunding could play a major role.